special guest in our studios. She's no stranger to our airwaves, even though she doesn't really come by and see us as much as she used to in her previous job, even though that door is always open for Molly at Community Hospital. How are you?
Hi, I'm so good. I'm so excited to be here. I don't get to come very often, and I send people now instead of show up, but I'm so excited to be here today.
And we appreciate all the great emails. There's been a lot of them lately.
Yeah, oh yeah, we got lots of stuff cooking over at Community Hospital, so I wanted to come and talk about it.
I'm glad you did, because we're approaching, of course, the end of the year, and some changes are coming around here at on the east side of town at the end of the year, isn't it? And the beginning of a new year.
Right, right. At the end of the year, January 1st. And really, the thing is, January 1st, we're acquiring McCook Clinic. So the hospital, several years ago, they kind of started chatting about how can we both be served? How can we serve our patients better? And just over some time and, you know, conversations with providers and the clinic itself, it was kind of decided that, you know, it would be helpful if the hospital kind of took that on. The provider still will be their own practice, so they'll still do their own thing, but the hospital will manage the people, the other people, you know, the people inside the clinic and the space, which currently is being leased by the clinic. And so really, like, you know, the people of McCook and that region don't really know that they're not together. They're in the same building, but, you know, there will be some changes to billing and to where you get your records and stuff like that. And so, that's kind of what we're trying to chat about now.
All right. Yeah. So this all begins in just a couple of weeks.
Yeah. January 1st, the transition happens. You know, our hope is that January 2nd, our staff walks in and the only change is that they have to, you know, just sign in a different time clock, but you know, we hope that there won't be a huge amount of change for patients. The billing will change. They'll receive, you know, if they've seen a doctor or a provider here in this current year, 2024, or in the past, they will receive clinic bills, and it'll say that on the bill. If starting January 1st, if they come to the clinic, they will receive a bill from Community Hospital, and so that will be a little bit of a change. You know, if they saw somebody in 24, they're going to make a payment to the clinic. They will walk to the clinic and they'll make a payment there. If they see somebody in 25, they'll start making payments into the Community Hospital billing area. So that's the first big change. There could be some insurance letters that go out, and it's really because that clinic is changing ownership, that there won't be a change in insurance. Mm-hmm. If you have a certain insurance, we're still going to carry that insurance over at Community Hospital. And then the last big thing that's happening with that is you'll receive your records from Community Hospital. So if you need your records for another facility, or you just would like to have them, you can get them from our health information management group, which both billing and HIM, that's what we call it, are down at the 7-Eleven East 11th Street building. So that building just off campus. So that will, you can receive that information there. But for patients, really, there won't be a lot of change. We're really excited. In 2026, we're anticipating bringing on 3 new providers. We will hopefully have finished or be close to finishing the new McCook Clinic, which will be not in the same location. We'll move it kind of to the west side of the campus, so closer to the where inpatient, the hospital patients are. We'll move it over there to that side of the building and add, you know, space. And so we're really excited about what the potential and what the future looks like for the clinic and for the hospital. I think it's going to be a great time.
And, of course, new faces out there as well come here pretty soon.
Yep. So the other really exciting news is that we have Dr. George coming full-time here at Community Hospital. And so if you have been with Dr. George in medical oncology through North Platte, through Callahan Cancer Center, Dr. George is going to join us full-time. He's leaving Callahan, but he's not leaving the area. He'll be with us full-time. So we're really excited about that. That will start January 6th. He'll start there here at the hospital, and you know, he has a really dynamic team with Ellen Branham, if you've been to the hospital or seen either of them. And then we have a really great cancer group with our radiation oncology, and then now with medical oncology coming full time, are in, you know, they just do a really phenomenal job, and we're excited that we can kind of provide that full time service now. And really, you know, like, if you think about it, what happens is currently if you're a person who needs Dr. George, who goes to Dr. George, you have to go to North Platte several times in that time. And if you're living, you know, even Oberlin, you're driving 2 hours to get to Dr. George, and then you can come to McCook, but you have to start there. So we're kind of cutting that piece out, and you'll just be able to do all your treatments here at the hospital. So we're really excited about that and hopeful that patients really get what they need in an easier fashion. For that, some specific things for patients. If you're a current patient here already, we don't need your records. We have your records. Your appointments, if you already have appointments set up in the new year, those appointments still stand. Nothing changes for you. If you're a patient of Dr. George's, but maybe not of community hospitals yet, you can transfer your records if you wanted to community hospital. You just fill out the authorization to transfer your health records down to the hospital. But, you know, that's a you and Dr. George's decision. And but we do welcome that if you're interested in doing that.
All right. Looking forward to some new faces on the staff. I know I'm jumping ahead a little bit, but March, the Light of Hope Cancer Survivor Dinner, that's going to be a big event.
It will be. It will be. And that will require an RSVP. So that was started probably. Our first one was last year, although it had been talked about pretty heavily. Our radiation oncology team and Ellen Branham with medical oncology, they kind of have taken it and just run with it. We can only hold about 100 people. And so that is survivors and one guest. So if you're a survivor, you do not have to be a community hospital survivor. You can be a survivor, you know, have been a survivor for years and years and never even stepped foot in community hospital and want to come, you are more than welcome. You just would RSVP. I don't know the number off the top of my head, but you can find it on our Facebook page. We haven't put any of that information out yet, but it is coming March 1st, and we'll start putting that out pretty quick.
All right, that's a big event, no question. March 1st, 2025.
Yes, yeah, we're ready. You know, 2025 is going to be a big year for the hospital, for the community. Mm-hmm. I think we can all talk about that and the amazing things. And I think what's exciting about the hospital is that we are right along with the community and just growing and changing and, you know, being proactive in what we're offering to our patients. And, you know, on the backside, our patients won't ever see the countless hours that our staff puts in and has put in to make these transitions happen. You know, I sit at a table of 30 two times a week to work through this, these two transitions. And that is overwhelmingly great. You know, there's other hospitals probably that don't have this good of a team. And we have almost, when the clinic comes over, we'll have, I think, 390-ish employees, and my gosh, every single one of them shows up ready to work, ready to be here for patients. And I'm not even a patient person. Like, I don't work with patients at all, but you know, I know my priority is patients, and that's where all of our focus is. So,
all right. Holiday season coming up. Everything is, whoever does the decorating looks great out there.
Oh yeah, it's great. Our materials group, our maintenance group, they're working hard. If you haven't been over to the gift shop, Rita has amazing, you know, Christmas decorations out. There's lots of sales going on. Our cafeteria, if you didn't know, you can go eat at our cafeteria anytime. Mm-hmm. It's open. It has a great salad bar. I get that almost every single day. Really great salad bar. Awesome food. Martha and her dietary team really work hard at providing quality food to our staff who eat it every single day, but also the, you know, patients and then the community. If you're interested, it's a, you know, really pretty discounted meal considering, I think probably in total you could get something for under $8, and that includes an entree and a side and a drink and all the things. And so really they really do a phenomenal job. Our medical specialist center, they work hard to make sure that we're bringing in good visiting specialists. We have just over 30 visiting specialists that come in, you know, every week or several times a month to provide services that we can't internally provide. But then on the flip side of that, we have really great internal specialists. We have an orthopedics team that we're growing now with medical oncology, radiation oncology, general surgery with Dr. Eskelson. You know, we have a really great team out there that works hard every single day to just make sure that our patients are taken care of and we're providing the care that that they deserve.
All the information we just talked about, your website, your Facebook pages, you can find more information there.
Yeah, yeah. Also, we are getting a new website. Hey. I anticipate it really going live. It should be January 1st, but it could be, January 15th. Who knows? We're in the thick of things. But it is going to look a little bit different. So that'll be a fun change. And we have a lot of social media pages that we're managing now. If you live in Curtis and Trenton, they have their own social media page, Curtis Medical Center and Trenton Medical Clinic. I could be wrong on the center and the clinic, but regardless, Curtis and Trenton both have their own page. And a lot of the things we talk about on those pages are like closures or bad weather, things like that. But they have great things going up there too. So find those pages, hit them up. We'll take over the McCook Clinic page January 1st. And then Metastatics will take over those pages January 1st. So lots of great things happening. And we're just trying to hold on to our pants. It's awesome.
Thank you so much. Great stuff this morning. Don't be a stranger. Come by and see us anytime.
I know. I just need to make it an appointment on my calendar. Just do it every week.
Exactly right. Yeah. Thanks, yeah. Molly.
Thanks, Rich.